What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 512. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of Sugammadex in myasthenia gravis patients undergoing thymectomy. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode512. A group of authors in Japan recently analyzed the association between the use of Sugammadex and postoperative myasthenic crisis in patients with myasthenia gravis using a national inpatient database. 506 patients who received Sugammadex were compared with 289 controls who did not receive Sugammadex. The Sugammadex group was associated with a decrease in postoperative myasthenic crisis with an odds ratio of 0.48. The Sugammadex group also had a shorter median length of hospital stay by 1 day than the control group and a corresponding $1,000 lower total cost of care. The authors conclude that their study indicates that Sugammadex should be used for myasthenia gravis patients who receive thymectomy for reversal of muscle paralysis after surgery rather than an anticholinesterase. Oddly, the study does not provide any details on the use of the neuromuscular blocking agents between groups, including the agent or the dose used. The study is based on coded data of patients who received Sugammadex for neuromuscular blocker reversal, but additional data on the neuromuscular blockers used and the doses would be nice to have. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.